Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am J.B. And I'm running solo today. My man Cody has some things to go take care of. I guess kind of last minute-ish. Some plans of his got changed, so I told him, I said, brother, you'll be back next week. Don't worry about it. I got this or whatever on this fine Sunday Father's Day morning or whatever. Basically, what that means is Cody had to go take care of them kids, you know. So, he got a knock on his door this morning or whatever, and he found out that he is the father. He's basically on Maury right now, and he's figuring out that he's the dad of some estranged kids of his that's probably popped up in his life. So, he had to go do fatherly things. It is still my birthday month. It is the month of June. It is the June gloom because it's cloudy as fuck outside. I mean, I can see a little bit of the sun creeping out, but the weather has been shitty for the longest. And even coming back from vacation where it was nice and sunny, it still looks like shit outside. But that's not going to stop you. You're about to get your Juneteenth edition here of The Last Drop. I got two bottles sitting right here by me. Well, technically I got four, but these two automatically just stay on the desk anyway. That's a bottle of Old Carter Bourbon and Blue Run Emerald. They tend to just stay here. But on the other side of me here, because everybody knows it's June, so the month of June I'm doing pours or from distilleries or just the company itself that I love. I did Blue Run. Love that company. That was how I opened up the month. Last week, I did a follow-up with just the Suntory 12-year-old lineups, whatever. Yamazaki 12, Hakushu 12, and Hibiki 12. Ugh. That Hibiki 12 is just phenomenal. And I think we all know what my next favorite distillery is. A simple one. I mean, it's Michter's. I love fucking Michter's. I absolutely love Michter's. I haven't bought Michter's. Actually, I did buy some this year. I bought those toasted barrels. Toasted barrel. The sour mash, the toasted sour mash barrel. And then I think I started this year. I bought this bottle right here, the Schenck's 2022. So. I love Michter's. I haven't bought anything recently from them. Cork just put something out as far as some barrel strengths. But I already got some 2022s. I'm waiting for the 2023s to drop. Last year was fantastic because Michter's dropped all their stuff early in the year. So I was able to just knock that out and get that. But this year,
you're taking a sweet ass time. And I might not see any releases for Mictors until like September-ish. Which, ugh. I can't wait anymore. I'm looking at my Mictors cabinet over there. I'm like, man, all these 2022s here. Which I have not even opened up these bottles here. So, I have in front of me some very limited edition pours here from Mictors. And they've become some of my all-time favorites. And each year, I would say this bottle alone right here makes my top 10 list. Not on the show, but just, you know, top 10 in general. I don't think the last year I didn't make my... Baumburgers 2021 did not make my list, but it damn sure would. So basically what I have in front of me, people, is I got Baumburgers and I got Schenck's Homestead Declaration. And this year I have the 2022 releases. I already reviewed the 2021 this year. And it was fucking phenomenal. I mean, it was... It is my 2021 whiskey of the year. It is that fucking good. I can go for some of that right now. I have not tried 2022 all year. I haven't even opened up the Schenck's 2022. I've been sipping on 2021 for so long that I've already killed a bottle and I've already started the second bottle I have here. And I'm probably going to babysit that one because I cannot find the 2021 Baumburgers Declaration at all. And it's fucking killing me. So, without further ado, let's jump into this. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to open now first. Let's go Baumburger. Let's go Baumburger's Declaration. Man, oh man. How's everybody out there doing today? Getting all your Father Day plans out of here, your Juneteenth plans, you know. Head over into your local African Arts Museum. Oh man, let's get this on. Let's get this going. Look at that fucking color right there. You know, it's funny. I was talking with a buddy of mine. I'm trying to debate, should I call him by his real name or his handle? I'll just say a buddy of mine. All he drinks is like Japanese whiskey. And then, matter of fact, he don't even just drink that. He drinks just Suntory, basically anything Yamazaki and Hibiki, basically. And this is how I can tell he doesn't drink shit. Because I told him, I said, there's much more better whiskey out there instead of paying for overpriced-ass Suntory. Because he was recently buying all the 100th anniversary bottles of the Yamazaki and Hakushu 12-year-olds, which they want like $260 for. And honestly, Suntory can suck my dick for that. I got to be honest with you. Just because you slapped a new fucking label with a background effect and it says 100th anniversary on it, you think I'm going to pay you almost $130 more? That bottle runs, man, back in the day, that bottle used to run for $89. Now, if you find that bottle probably runs for like $119, $120. And just because they slapped the 100th anniversary on there, they think they can sell that shit for $260. Suck my dick. Now, my buddy's been buying those up because that's just his thing. And more power to him. But he swears up and down that I'm going to buy one. And I'm like, you're fucking crazy. Now, at $150, I could break that. I mean, because we're talking like $120. I'm only paying $30 more. Nothing wrong with that. I'll do that. But I'm looking at him just going like, are you fucking crazy? You think I would spend that on that? It's the same fucking juice. And when I can take that money and go give me a Colonel Taylor barrel proof. Granted, I'd probably have to add $50 more in it. But still, I can go get me a Baumburgers. Actually, Baumburgers would be cheaper than that. It'd probably, the highest it'd be is like $170. I can get some Mictors. I can get some Blue Run. Hell, I can get anything, actually, whatever. So, I don't know why he thinks this and why he thinks I would get one of these. But I shop smart, not stupid. So, I don't hunt whiskey down like this anymore. Like, and having to have these 100th anniversary limited edition bottles and shit like that, whatever. I mean, that bottle looks generic as fuck, too. I gotta tell you. It's the same fucking juice in it. And look, it's coming from a dude who loves Yamazaki. I didn't like it as much as you heard on last week's show, whatever, because I thought Hibiki 12 was better, but still. I just would never do that. $260 fucking dollars for that. It's the same fucking juice. It can bite me. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, my God. Let's read a little bit of it. So, 54% alcohol ABV level. Every year is always the same. It's a small batch. Where we at? We got 108 proof, obviously. This is bottle number 1525 out of 2008. Only 2008 bottles. So they upped the bottle releases more. Because 2021, there was only about 1,700 bottles. And let's see. Batch number 22, G2143, 2022 release, obviously. The bottle itself looks plain. I absolutely love this bottle design. I think the label, the old English, the old characteristics, the cursive manuscript on here. It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's everything I want in my Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey right there. So, that nose is fucking powerful too. Man, a lot of complexity right there. Very rich. Got some toffee in there. The cherry in there is like some black cherries. A little bit of mix. Black cherries, red cherries. Obviously, you got your bacon spices in there. Like most bomb burgers, got that heat. Got that firepower to it. Is that dark chocolate? Oh, and then the toasted barrel. Like a barrel char, too. It's got that toasted barrelness to it. Very oaky. Man. Hmm. Now, I've had a buddy that has had this, and he told me you're not going to like it as much as the 2021. That's kind of the reason why I really haven't opened it. I've just been enjoying that 2021 so much. I was like, oh. Now, he didn't say it was bad. He just said, you're not going to. 2021 was like whiskey of the year type shit. Like, and I saw a few people put that as their number one on their best of list, too. So, it was like, that was like the peak of bomb burgers. But it is literally the only. Because with Blue Run, I don't really have to hunt. Because they don't really have an annual bottle they release yearly that I know of, at least. Actually, no, they don't. And neither does, like, Suntory. They don't have a fucking yearly release. This is why bourbon's so fantastic. It changes every year. But with this is the one bottle I will chase every year. I will go hunting for this bottle. Bomb Burgers never lets me down. Always tastes good. One year might taste better than the other, but even so, still fucking phenomenal. And the most I usually pay for these, I actually got this bottle. Or was that 2021? I might have got this bottle at Pavilions. I got lucky and pulled. No, that was 2021, I think. I got this bottle from Cork. I don't remember. Actually, no, I didn't get this bottle from Cork. I got the Shinks from Cork, but I got this. Now I don't even fucking remember. I think I got that from the a wine store. Not that I remember. Either way, it doesn't fucking matter. So let's get into sipping this bad boy. Oof. A lot of dark chocolate on there. Brown sugar. Ooh, the toffee on the palate there. It just sticks out like crazy. That charred oak is starting to kick in. I feel the toastiness. Very hot on the back end. Ooh, yeah. The more you chew it, like the chew on this or whatever, that toffee just sticks out like crazy. I don't remember that on the 2021. That spice is very warm too. It's like a lingering warmth on your tongue. Oh man, for 108 proof too, this sticks out. It's crazy. The finish lingers with heat. It's got a lot of caramel in there, dark chocolate, a lot of dark fruits as well too. Yeah, that's why I'm sticking with. I think it's like a dark cherry. It also has that dried fruit. Like, you know, you get the dried. I'm not saying it's bananas, but like the dried bananas, dried strawberries, whatever. There's probably a dried strawberry in there somewhere. Dark chocolate. There's baking spices all around that. Yeah, man. I definitely need to pour some 2021 later today. Because I'm not immediately doing comparisons, but it's been so long since I poured it. I just remember that the 2021 tastes better. And this is not bad at all, neither. This is fantastic, actually. I'm enjoying the hell out of this. I can see my buddy right now who only drinks the Suntory bottle. This is too warm for me, you know. This is like drinking, he'll probably say like gasoline or something like that, but this is like perfect bourbon right here. Personally, it's not that hot to me at all, too. Man, three notes stick out to me the most. Toffee, that toasted like oak, and the baking spices. Man, it's just riddled with that. Like, I feel the heat on the tip of my tongue. And the toffee is just like right there. It's not creamy at all. It's like really dry. Right on the palate. It's just dry. The finish lingers like crazy. I'm in love with that. I really love that. I love the heat and the spices. I love that the heat and spices really aren't in the finish all that much neither. Like that part doesn't linger. It's more of the dark chocolate and the like the dark fruits, if you will, the dark cherries. There's a little bit of caramel in the mix back there too. So I'm enjoying that. The baking spices just linger too in the finish. So I love that the finish. It's got that medium length that I'm looking for. The palate lingers, if not longer than the finish does as well, because it is like warm to a 10th degree on there. So I'm enjoying that part. This is no shock to anybody. This is fucking delicious. It's Bomb Burgers, baby. Now, Bomb Burgers 2021 this year, I gave that a last drop. I think I'm going to drop a 3.5 on this. This is really good. But I will say I do wish the heat was a little dialed back so I can taste more of those cherries on the palate. And also, too, I was going to say no, but I actually do like that part. Now I'm thinking about it more. Okay, I really like that sip a lot, actually. I really like that one. Starting to air out more, a little bit more open. It's getting a little bit more complex there. I'm starting to get like that fudge, caramel, and chocolate tasting note at the same time there. But the bacon spices and the toasted oakness, it really sticks out more. I think that on the nose is very complex and stuff. It's really good in the palate. It's doing a lot of things in there. But it's almost like what you're smelling is what you're tasting, really. So that much I appreciate because there's a lot of consistency there. This is really good. I'm being unfair and biased. I just don't think it compares to the 2021, as my buddy said. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, what he said was, is the spices overbear a lot of the flavor? If he said that, my memory is certainly right, then I would agree with that too. I think the spices here kind of overtakes a little bit of the flavor, as far as when you're getting into like the fruit notes, at least. But all the other notes is, you know, your dry. Actually, that's really fucking good now, the more I sip on that. Yeah, that's really good. So the warmth is really fucking fascinating here. Because I actually thought that was what was holding it back. But it really is just the bacon spices. I think the bacon spices just are a little bit too much. A little too overbearing. Still high quality good shit right there. But that's kind of what keeps it from being a last drop, honestly. And I think that's where 2021 won that over. Is I think it had that perfect balance of it. Whereas in this one, I think I'm tasting too much of the bacon spices. And I want a little bit of something more. Especially on the nose when I'm getting all these notes and stuff. See, on the nose, it almost got like this herb flavor. Kind of a, I don't know, like a, it's like a floral essence to it. Like there's floral notes in there. And I'm not really getting that on the taste buds there. Yeah, still tastes, it's staying consistent. I'm going to drop a 3.5 on this. I think this is really good. I don't even remember where I got the damn bottle at now. It's either corked or this other store. And I'm almost certain it was corked. I can probably check if I just go to Instagram. I'm pretty sure I got a photo of the damn thing. Hold on. Give me a second, people. Give me a break. Yep, I got it at court. It says right there, 2022. Yep. So, Jesus, I bought this in August. God damn, is it really that fucking old? Holy shit, yeah. Damn, have I really had this fucking bottle for that damn long? Okay, so, I said September. So, the 2023 releases should be coming out somewhere in late August. I got this August 27. God damn, is it really that fucking old? All right, damn. I really must have been enjoying that 2021 that I have not opened it up in this long here. But yeah, this is good shit right here, man. Got it at court, probably paid. I don't even know, to be honest, now that I think about it. Probably $150 to $170, somewhere around that range. Not even really sure. Worth every penny of it. Because I'm going to continue to keep buying these yearly releases here. Love Bomb Burgers. Love what they do over there at Michter's for this. Always very experimental, if you will. Not so much that it's like out there and being nuanced or anything like that. But just more in the sense that they're making something that's high quality, different from their normal Michter's barrel strength, toasted barrel releases and stuff. And as a fan of Michter's, I can appreciate these pours right here. So, cheers on that one. I guess I wanted to do a toasting of the passing of Pat Robertson, but may he rest in hell. But man, that guy has provided so many laughs here on the last drop and the previous show as well, too. That guy would just say some extreme shit and never get canceled. It's amazing. I'll save him for next week, though, when Cody's back on. We got a lot to talk about next week when Cody gets back on. We got to do Cody's hip-hop artist. We got to talk about Pat Robertson. He passed away a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Well, you could become a Muslim and beat her. That's a famous Pat Robertson quote right there. The motherfucker said wild shit. I mean, mac and cheese. What is that? Some kind of black thing or something? And then his rants on the gays, that was just... Always makes you wonder, Pat, what are you hiding, huh, Pat? Like, you know Pat was like he's in hell right now, so he can't haunt me. I don't think they let you out of hell to haunt people and stuff like that. Although the movies will tell you differently because God's never fucking around and all the demons and shit like that. They just floating around looking fucking with little white girls and shit. So, but he would just say the damnedest fucking things of like the gays and stuff like that. If you let the gays into your city, they will corrupt and destroy that so-called city. You're no longer a city anymore. You're like, I'm sure he fucking hated San Francisco. That's why I always make that joke when I do about San Francisco. San Francisco treat rice-a-roni. You know what that treat is now, you boys and girls, do you? It's penis. I don't think he ever said that, but he was getting close to it. I mean, too. Skittles saying, taste the rainbow. I think he's the one that got Skittles banned. I don't think it's because they put some chemical shit in their product or whatever. I think it's because of Pat Robertson. He kept talking about how Skittles was tasting the rainbow and shit. And he was like, what rainbow are you tasting now there, boy? Dick. That's what you tasting. Yeah. So, Rice-a-roni. Mac and cheese. Yeah, motherfucker, you like 97 years old. How the fuck did you not know what mac and cheese is? I'm lactose. I don't even eat mac and cheese. Even I fucking know. Well, I'm black, so I mean, he said it's a black thing, so. That San Francisco treat. I mean, I gotta tell you, I don't believe in God or anything spiritual or anything like that, but Pat Robertson is one of those guys that belongs in hell. And when I die, I know I'm most likely, if there really is a heaven hell, I'm probably going to hell. But I'm going to be pretty pissed off if Pat Robertson's in heaven and I don't get in. I'm going to be really upset. I mean, I've tried to do a lot of good things and good deeds out there in the world or whatever as far as coming, donating and supporting groups that are mistreated or anything like that. And, you know, I've said my fair share of swear words and fuck that and this and that and probably told people to go fuck themselves and shit like that. But I only did it to people that deserved it, you know? And most of the time, it's jokes. Well, I would say a good portion, like 20% of it is jokes. The rest of it, I really just don't like people. But still, that's not the point. I mean, this man gets on TV, national fucking TV. Well, you could become a Muslim and you could beat her. What the fuck? Who says shit like that? He was dead serious. So he looked straight in that camera too. He was just like, look at me, America. Look at me. You could become a Muslim and you could beat her. You know, I mean, that's the great thing about being American. You could beat your wife. That's crazy, isn't it? Now, let me go home and beat my wife now. Oh, wait, I'm not married because I'm gay. Secretly inside. So, like, I mean, I really wish Pat Robertson was still alive because I'd love to interview him. I would just ask him straight up, hey, Pat, why don't you just come out the closet? Everybody know you sucking dick. I mean, and it's okay too, Pat. Like, no, ain't nobody going to criticize you or anything like that. It's okay. He probably choking on a devil's dick right now, you know? He probably eating all kind of rice and roni right now. I bet he finding out what devil mac and cheese look like right now. It's got egg in it, bitch. Yeah, you sucking on that shit. So yeah, suck that dick, that devil dick right there. God probably gave him a second chance and shit just because he believed in him. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, let's move on to the next pour here. I done went on a tangent that I can't recover from now. But we're going to talk more about Pat Robertson in the official eulogy here on The Last Drop of Pat Robertson. May he rest in hell. I bet there's probably a large community, part of the gay community that's listening to this, and they probably don't even know who the fuck Pat Robertson is. He was like a, I don't know what the fuck he called. He's a TV host of the, what was it, the 700 Club or something like that. He just went on there, took calls, and said some of the wildest shit ever. I'm almost guaranteed there's probably, God, I'm going to just talk about California itself. There's probably a good portion of the population, and we have a huge gay community here in Long Beach, LA. I mean, they're all over, right? I'm going to take a wild guess and say 75% of the gay community don't even know who Pat Robertson is. And it's probably for the best. But Pat Robertson just didn't hate the gay people. He hated every fucking body, basically. Now, he'll never say the word hate, but the way he talked shit about them, he hated them. Black people, he was racist against, you can tell. I don't think I've ever heard him say anything about Jewish people, but I'm almost certain he probably didn't like them neither. Muslim people, anybody that's brown, basically, you know he didn't like them. I mean, he talked about you could be a Muslim and beat them. Women, I'm almost certain he didn't like them. He was sucking Skittles, that's why. basically, if you wasn't a Christian white dude, I don't think he liked you at all. So, let's move on to Shinks now. Good old Shinks. Let's open this bad boy up. Now, this ain't open either, so this is the first time. Ooh. You know what I love about Michter's Shinks and Bomb Burgers, too? Aesthetic corks. And they're really easy to open. They got a nice seal across, man. It's very, it's beautiful, baby. Now, with Shinks, it's not as a potent smell as a Bomb Burger. Ooh. I love it. The smell. Oh, look at that color right there. Damn, that color is really nice. Now, not as dark as the Bomb Burgers. Bomb Burgers look was like a, this one's like a rich amber color right there. I love that color right there. Oh, yeah. It's not as potent as the Bomb Burgers there. But the smell here is very sweet. Kind of, oh, yeah. Getting like some red fruit in there. Toasted oak. Definitely brown sugar. I mean, there's some syrup in there as well, too. Got a little hint of cinnamon in there, some nutmeg maybe. You kind kind of get the hints of that charred barrel as well, too. Look like they try to do the following. I always buy the two in pair. You can't get a 2022 Bomb Burgers and not get a 2022 Shanks. It just doesn't work that way. The Shanks, I really don't remember where I got this from now. So, and clearly it's not in my photo, so I didn't get this one from Cork. I got it from somewhere else. And I have two of these. The one I got this year, and I probably got that one from Cork, so... But this one, let's see, bottle number 688 out of 1903. That is awesome right there. Proof is 91.2 with an ABV of 45.6. So not as in the 100 realm as the Bomb Burgers is, but smell is absolutely amazing. I would say that bacon spice is starting to come in a little bit more. I think I would like this one more than the Bomb Burgers, but I will say the syrup kind of holds it back a little bit. You know, I could do without the syrup. Like, the brown sugar and the cinnamon is good enough, but there's just, like, this... You know the shit you put in your coffee? I don't drink coffee, so... But I see the liquid. They have, like, pumpkin spice liquid that you put in there to add sugar. That's what this kind of feels like, in a way. Not the same flavor as pumpkin spice, but... It's very syrupy. So, let's get into tasting it. Ooh. Palate follows the nose. Brown sugar straight up in there. The syrup in there is like drizzled. Like you got whipped cream on top and you're just drizzling syrup all over. That's there. Bacon spices are chewable. They're kind of on the sides. Never really dominating or taking over like it does on the Bomb Burgers. Very mellow and calm in this one. The finish has a lot of dried fruits, dark chocolate. It's warm, but not as warm as the Bomb Burgers, obviously, with the lower proof on this one. Very subtle. I would say on that finish, it's a little bit under a medium length there. It's lingering there, but it's not as potent and strong. Very chewable, too. Also, too, it's not as dry as the Bomb Burgers as well. There's a little bit of oiliness there. Not a lot, but it's just a little bit. It makes it a little bit more easier to as Pat Robinson, it makes it a little bit more easier to swallow. Like when you're swallowing Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Kind of like how I swallow penis and hell. There's a little bit of butterscotch on that finish, too. I taste that. Yeah. Butterscotch is one of my favorite notes in there. So, yeah, this one's got a little bit of spice on there, too. I'm starting to taste it in my, like, gums. It's very, like, hidden in the background and subtle. I'm kind of enjoying that piece right there. Hold on. Gotta pour a little bit more. Hold on. I gotta pour just a little bit more. Gotta pour a little bit more there, JB, you know. Can't enjoy pickness without cream. That's like a rye spice, too. I like this a lot. I like this a hell of a lot right there. I don't know. There's always something with Shanks, though. Like, I always... And maybe it's just because I compare the two, because getting them side by side. I try never to drink them together, though. If I'm drinking Bomb Burgers, I'm just drinking Bomb Burgers. If I'm drinking Shanks, I'm just drinking Shanks. And Shanks is lower in price as far as Bomb Burgers go, so I do appreciate that. It usually ranges between, if you can get lucky and get it at Pavilions, it's $89. If not, then you're paying probably like $120. And that's fine. I have no problem with that price right there. I think it's a little under $100, though, as far as price. I think the $89 is actually perfect for this. It just never, and this could be like a certain bias I might have, it never really blows my mind. Like, I always think it's really good, but it never blows my mind. It's almost like it's something missing there. And I don't know if it's just because it's a Kentucky Sour Mash whiskey. And those Sour Mash ones really don't blow my mind. Although, it's been a while since I've had any Elmer T. Lee. So, that might change. Elmer T. Lee is a sour mash whiskey as well, too. So, It's been a minute since I've had some of that, but... Mm. This has everything good going for it, too. The palate has a lot of flavor, a lot of, I would say complexity to it, but it has a lot of richness to it. And then the finish, it's like almost everything you want. It's not too overbearing. It's not too strong there. And this is actually pretty fucking good. And the more I sip on this, I'm going like, And I don't remember enough about the previous year's Shanks to even make that comparison like I do with the Bomb Burgers. I will say, though, I'm looking at my Michter's cabinet over here because it's actually wide open. And I was drinking that 2021 a lot because it's damn near halfway done. And if I'm not mistaken, I got two of those 2021. So I have more Shanks than Bomb Burgers, believe it or not. The 2021 Bomb Burgers is the first I've had two bottles of. The rest is all just one. But I have, like, the 2021 and 2022s I actually have two bottles of when it comes to Shanks. This is pretty damn good. It's kind of catching me off guard a little bit. It's not blowing my mind. Nothing that I would say, you got to rush out and get this or anything like that. I would say for the price, if the price is right, definitely pick up a bottle. If you have it at a bar, you'll probably enjoy it as well. This reminds me of a very over average great or over average bottle of daily pour, if you will. It is limited edition, so you can't say that it is a daily pour because it's really hard to sometimes get these bottles. But there's something here. This pour has moxie. This has a little something going for it. I might be leaning toward, this might be the first time I ever say it, I might be leaning more towards the Shanks over the Bomb Burgers just a little bit more. Just because I was comparing 2021 and 2022 with Bomber Armor, and this one is kind of standing out on its own for me. And it's got a little something going for it. It's not exciting or anything like that, but there is a certain uniqueness I like about it. And I think the sweetness topples the heat on this one, if I'm making the comparison to the Bomb Burgers. I think I actually enjoy this sweetness a little bit more. That's really good. It's not a last drop for me, though. I'm not blown away or anything like that, or, like, rushing to get another bottle because I already have two. This is good. That nutmeg is starting to stick out, though, like crazy. It's starting to taste like a little bit of, on the finish there, some coffee, too, as well. Like, drizzled coffee. Kind of like, I had some beignets at this fucking expensive-ass steakhouse, right? And the beignets, they give you, like, chocolate sauce, vanilla chocolate, and there's, like, a coffee mocha flavor. It reminds me of that. It's not exactly coffee, but it has that mocha flavor to it at the end there. And that might be what was sticking out on it a little bit there. I'm still not noticing how I feel about that, because I'm not really a big on that type of flavor. But I think it's kind of, like, well-balanced out to the point that I'm actually enjoying it, so... Yeah, man. I'm gonna drop a 3.5 on this too. It's not a last drop, like I said. But man, Jesus Christ, it's kind of getting there. It is kind of getting there. I wouldn't be shocked if I come back to this when I do like a Shanks month. Cause I'm thinking of doing that too as well. That might be next year. I'll do a Bomb Burgers month and a Shanks month. Well, obviously, I probably will because I got to get those 2023 bottles. And I could see this being bumped up. Now, actually, it might get a little worse because if I'm doing all Shanks for the whole month, I mean, shit, I'll probably be like, ooh, this one tastes better than this one. So, but no, there's something there. If we did reviews like this, basically, Bomb Burgers would be like a 3.49999 or some shit like that, and this would be a 3.5, but we don't do that bullshit here, and I would say this is a solid 3.5. I gave it a little bit of hints. I think I might be giving the Shanks a little bit more over the Bomb Burgers this year. I think I might be doing that. This was actually pretty damn good, so holy shit, I've been talking for 40 minutes. Jesus. I was not trying to go that long, okay? I was trying to cut that shit off at 30 minutes there. God damn you, Pat Robinson in hell. He probably took over. So, with that said, I'm going to get out of here, people. like I said, Cody will be back next week. Will be our last week of June. We'll finally do beer week. Cody will bring some beer. We'll knock that out. This was another JB episode. Kind of a mix and match. Actually, this was mix and match, to be honest. And hey, I did some mixing and matching. I had a Kentucky straight bourbon with a small batch, and I had a sour mash. So there you go. That was mixing and matching for your ass right there. So, yay. I mixed and matched for your ass or whatever. Off of Juneteenth. Off of the love of Juneteenth right there. And for the love of Pat Robinson, who's burning in hell right now. We sincerely hope so, at least. But next week, we'll return for Beer Week. Cody be back on. We'll do some things there. We'll talk about the passing of Pat Robinson and what a menace he's been to the world and how long, why did it take him so long to die? You know, why did it take him so long? I'm just trying to figure that out. I better live forever. That's all I know. Shit. I better live to make it 100. I think they have a hell for a certain asshole of my individuality, though. I think there's a special place in there for someone like myself. It's 40 minutes, though. I want to get out of here, though. I want to go eat some breakfast. I know. Breakfast at 11:30 in the morning. Well, 11:41, but who's counting, really? Anyway, people, with that said, oh, this Shinx is... I like that linger. I taste like a lot of... It's got an aftertaste to it. I'm kind of enjoying that. It's got that mocha... toffee caramel flavor going on there, and I kind of like that. A little bit of chocolate there. So anyway, people, I hope you got your manscape for your father out there. It's Father's Day. If you didn't, go ahead and order you some anyway at manscaped.com. use promo code the last drop. That's thelastdrop. Save yourself 20% off. You know, get your dad something real nice. Give him some grooming shit, because I know he ain't shaved down there in God knows how long, whatever. He needs to. Shit, hairy bastard. So, get him to shave down there by purchasing something at manscaped.com. Those things work perfectly. I mean, it's amazing. With that said, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Cody will be back on. We'll talk some beer. We'll talk some Pat Robinson. We'll talk some, 50 years of hip-hop celebration right there. And and away I go here. So with that said, like we always say, livers will never be the same because glasses will never be dry.